This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. The 68th annual Pioneer Days is returning to Butternut July 23rd through the 26th with 4 days of rides, live music, food, and family activities at Butternut Area Park. One of the weekend's highlights is Sunday's giant parade through downtown Butternut. This year's parade will celebrate America's 250th birthday with a patriotic theme. Pioneer Days will also have a carnival with $25 wristband specials Friday evening and Saturday afternoon. Saturday's lineup includes an arts and crafts show, mud races, and fireworks Saturday night. The weekend also features softball, horseshoe, and cornhole tournaments, along with Sunday's horse pull. You can find a complete schedule of events at butternutwi.com and on the Pioneer Days Facebook page. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says money recovered from a man who faked his own death is already helping find people who are actually missing. The DNR used about $9,000 in court-ordered restitution from Ryan Borgwart to purchase a new towfish sonar unit for underwater research and recovery missions. Borgwart disappeared on Green Lake in August 2024 after staging what appeared to be a fatal kayaking accident. Authorities spent roughly 350 hours searching before discovering he had fled the country. After returning to Wisconsin, a Green Lake County judge ordered him to repay the DNR for part of the cost of that search. The new sonar unit creates detailed maps of lake and river bottoms, helping wardens locate missing people, evidence, and underwater hazards. The DNR says it has already been deployed on 4 missions and has helped locate 2 missing people. Wardens say the equipment also reduces the need to send divers into dangerous situations, including deep water and areas where debris or entanglement pose a risk. They say the sonar will also support environmental investigations and help protect Wisconsin's underwater resources, including historic shipwrecks. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Feldman. Taco Bell lettuce is confirmed to be one source of the diarrhea-causing parasite, according to federal health officials. After thousands have been sickened by the stomach-churning parasite infection, federal health officials now say shredded iceberg lettuce served at some Taco Bell restaurants has been identified as the source of a multi-state cyclosporiasis outbreak. The FDA says contaminated lettuce supplied from Mexico sickened more than 1,600 people, with Taco Bell locations in Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, Ohio, and West Virginia linked to the investigation. Wisconsin has also reported cases of cyclosporiasis this summer, although state health officials have not tied them to Taco Bell. Consumers with severe diarrhea, stomach cramps, or nausea after eating fresh produce are urged to contact a healthcare provider. Taco Bell says it has removed the affected lettuce from its restaurants. While the smoke and air quality have been the main weather focus recently, we're now looking at the chance for severe thunderstorms coming in this afternoon into evening. Forecasters say the greatest risk is expected across the southern half of the state, with storms producing damaging winds, large hail, and torrential downpours. The National Weather Service says an isolated tornado can't be ruled out. Details coming up in your forecast. More people in Wisconsin are working and fewer are out of a job as the state's unemployment rate dipped again in June. New data shows the rate fell to 3.3%, down slightly from May, while employers added about 6,000 jobs over the month. Over the past year, the state has gained more than 16,000 jobs. The trend lines up with the national picture, where unemployment also edged lower. Governor Evers is endorsing Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley in Wisconsin's Democratic race for governor. This comes after Crowley re-entered the race following Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez's decision to end her campaign because of campaign finance troubles. Evers praised Crowley's record in Milwaukee County and said he is the best candidate to defeat Republican Tom Tiffany in November. Several Democrats defended their own campaigns and questioned the governor's decision to endorse. Wisconsin Democrats will choose their nominee in the August 11th primary. The world's largest aviation celebration takes flight this week in Oshkosh. EAA Air Venture opens today at Whitman Regional Airport, drawing hundreds of thousands of aviation enthusiasts from around the globe. Organizers expect more than 10,000 aircraft and nearly 700,000 visitors during the seven-day event. Air Venture features daily air shows, military and civilian aircraft, educational forums, and the latest in aviation technology. The annual fly-in generates millions of dollars for Wisconsin's economy and transforms Oshkosh into one of the busiest airports in the world. The event runs through Sunday. Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway is making a bid for a third term. She recently made the announcement saying she wants to continue her work of helping Madisonians. She added that the work is not done yet and we must continue to address the challenges that Madison residents face. If she's reelected, Rhodes Conway's priorities will include property tax relief, housing, and public safety. The state of Wisconsin is shifting its fleet to cleaner vehicles, aiming to lower emissions and save taxpayer dollars. Under new policy from Governor Tony Evers, agencies must choose electric or hybrid vehicles for new purchases, with some exceptions. Officials say the move builds on the state's clean energy goals and could reduce long-term fuel and maintenance costs. Some concerns remain about infrastructure and how quickly agencies can make the switch. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
The Miz is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers open a three-game series tonight against the Mets. Jacob Mizorowski will start for Milwaukee after taking the past week off with arm fatigue. The Miz will face former teammate Freddie Peralta, now with New York. Over the weekend, the Brewers swept the Marlins, thanks to a walk-off three-run home run by William Contreras in the bottom of the ninth to win 3-1 yesterday. Meanwhile, Brandon Woodruff is headed for season-ending surgery again on his right shoulder.
It sucks not being able to help on the field, but you feel like you can help in a way. We have so many young guys, and I was in their shoes at one point just trying to figure out how am I going to get these guys out at a high level. So I feel like a good implement for me, if I can't be on the field, it's like how can I help do some things to, you know, whether it's a conversation in a bullpen session in between, maybe that helps.
That's the Brewers' Brandon Woodruff with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon into this evening, and those could be severe, so stay weather aware here today. Otherwise, breezy, partly cloudy, still in the mid to upper 80s today. Tonight, 64. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a lot cooler with a high in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.